This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, coming out from our studios here in the Metropolitan Tabernacle of the First Baptist Church of Algiers. Many of you folks have heard the Old Trailblazer now for quite some time, and you're familiar with the broadcast, but others, whom we've recently gone on some new stations, maybe you're not familiar with the Old Trailblazer. We're just an old sinner saved by grace, a pastor here at First Baptist Church of Algiers, where the gospel goes out week after week, day after day. We have the Voice of Truth broadcast. We have the Old Trailblazer broadcast. We have the Voice of Truth magazine that we send out. And we get out the gospel day in and day out to a lost and dying world. That's our only motive. That's our only hope. And the Lord has blessed us, given us grace to come here to not with the uncompromising Word of God. And we have many, many studies now on tape and on CD, and I'd be glad to send you a catalog of all of those if you'd like them. Also, a list of all the radio stations that we're on, and now you can hear our broadcast streaming over several stations. I'll give you those in another broadcast. But at this time, we're going to begin a series of studies on a gracious subject, one I have pondered, one I have prayed over, one I have put much thought into, because I'm not able to give this justice. It's the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And many of you know that Pastor L.R. Shelton was a pastor here for many years, and he brought extensive studies on the book of Revelation. And I pick up his notes and his outline, his booklets, and I glean from those and bring you my own words on the book of Revelation. And I know I'm not sufficient to do those things, but I believe it's a time we live in now. I believe we're nearing the end time. I believe we are. Every sign indicates that we're nearing the end time. And my prayer is that the Lord God of heaven would open some heart to see that time is running out, that time is short. I have many, many friends, many, many loved ones, many, many church members, many of our mission people, many of our radio listeners who tell me that they're not saved. And I'm asking the Lord now to do a work in their heart. I know that the salvation of every sinner depends upon the Lord Jesus Christ awakening that soul by the power of the Holy Spirit, that I can do nothing. I can do nothing, my friend. But listen, I just come here bringing you God's message time after time, time after time, and staying with Thus Saith the Lord. So I wish you'd pray for me as the days come and go. If you want to see the gospel go out, you pray for me. And I need your prayers. I need your words of encouragement. Oftentimes I grow weary and become weary. So you pray for me. Would you do that? If you would, I appreciate it. And then pray for me as we bring these messages. It's quite lengthy. It's going to be many, many studies. And if the Lord gives us grace to go on day by day, and if you would, you pray for us. And then we'll tell you later on how you can get these studies on tape or on CD. The book of Revelation is not a book of mysteries. Many folks believe, many are afraid of the book of Revelation. Many are hesitant to even read it. They say, oh, I can't understand it. Oh, listen, many would have us believe that it's a book of mysteries, but it's not. It is the book of the revelation of the Jesus Christ. It is to be read and understood by the servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. In these closing days, those days that I spoke of just now, the closing days of this age, Satan has cheated the church out of the blessings of this book. How many pastors have you heard that even broached the subject of the revelation? Oh, they might pick a text here, there, and yonder. But to sit down and do an extensive study on the book of Revelation, they choose not to do that. But listen now. This book, they've been cheated out of the blessings of this book by convincing the average pastor, average layman, that he cannot understand it. I've heard that all my life. Oh, we can't understand it. Yet it's one of the easiest books of the entire Bible to be understood. We've approached this book with an open mind and a prayerful heart that we may see it in the unveiling of our blessed Lord. That's what it is. It's the revelation of our blessed Lord. Day in and day out, it's a revelation of our blessed Lord. And therefore we have exalted him in his final victories over sin, Satan, death, and hell to bring his people to the paradise regained. And I hope you'll stay with me and listen and then write in and get these messages on CDs or on tape. So let's look. Let's begin there today or tonight, whatever time you hear the old Trailblazer. Let's begin there with the revelation of Jesus Christ. We're going to give you a short introduction. We begin at this time a series of Bible studies on the book of Revelation, the last book of your Bible. At one time, the old Trailblazer was so ignorant. I was not raised in a religious background, and I praise the Lord for it. My folks did not attend church anywhere. We lived out in the country, out in the woods. So I didn't go to church, never went to church, never went to Sunday school. No, I didn't know the Bible. I didn't know Revelations from Genesis. Now you can say, well, I was ignorant. Yes, I was, and I am still. But listen, the Revelation, the book of Revelation, is the last book in your Bible. The one book of the Bible that's probably less read than all the other books of the 66 that compose the canon of the Scripture. This gracious book seems to be a seal book to the average church member and also to the average preacher that we have had the privilege of speaking to regarding this book. And yet, the book opens with these words. Listen, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. How could the book of Revelation be a blessing to the individual be blessed in reading this book or hearing this book or by keeping the truth revealed in this book if it were a sealed book? That doesn't make sense, does it? No, the Lord says, blessed. Blessed is he that readeth. So I asked you, as the days come and go, take your Bible, your good King James Version Bible, and begin to read a portion every night or every morning. If you have study time, go there and read. And I don't say you'll understand everything. I don't understand all of it. But just take it slowly and read God's Word and ask the Lord. That's what I'm doing. I'm asking the Lord, Lord, you know how ignorant the old Trailblazer is. You know how my heart is not able to my mind is not able to comprehend those gracious things there. This many of them are symbolic in those things. But Lord, you show me just enough to bless my heart. In the first place, as we begin, let me call your attention to the title of the book. And you will find it in the first verse of chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not the revelations, plural, of Jesus Christ, but revelation, singular. It is not a revelation, but the revelation. You say, well, none of that's important. Yes, yes it is. Not the mystery of Jesus Christ, but the revelation of Jesus Christ. This book is not a puzzle book, but a revelation. It was not written to confuse or to drive a person insane, but to make him wise unto salvation. Oh, my friend, God's Word is written to his people. It means, the word revelation means unveiling or revealing of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not written to confuse a person. No. It makes him wise unto salvation. It's the revelation, not mystification. Now, so there you have the first key that unlocks the entire book. Personally, I think it's one of the easiest books of the entire Bible to understand. Now, that you may not understand that, but it takes grace, my friend. God has to teach us The Lord has to teach us as we go. There's so much about the Bible. But the scripture says, if any man wills to know, he shall know. In this introductory study, we're going to look at the book as a whole. And during this next few days, I want you to read your book, your Bible, the book of Revelation through at least once. If, you know, repetition does us good. Read it and read it over. Many of you may have the Bible on tape or on CD. Put it on at night when you lay down and let it play there on the book of Revelation. And then listen carefully. Don't drop off to sleep. Let's first notice the theme of Revelation, which is Jesus Christ. We won't have a whole lot of time to get started, but we're going to do that. The Lord is presented here in a threefold way, chapter 1 and verse 4, which is, and which was, and which is to come. This signifies the time element of the book. Secondly, he is presented in his relationship to the churches, that's chapter 1, 2, and 3, to the tribulation period, chapters 4 through 19, and then to the kingdom and his rule upon the earth, chapters 20, 21, and 22. Then we notice him set forth in his offices as high priest, as a bridegroom, as a king judge upon the great white throne. Now, let us look first at Christ in the Revelation from another angle. First, he is the risen, glorified Son of God, walking among the churches. We find that there. We find that in chapter 1, 2, and 3. Then he is the Lamb in heaven, vested with all authority to carry out judgments upon men during the tribulation period before he takes up his personal reign on earth. This covers chapters 4 through 19, and if you look there, you find that. But I want to just stop for a moment, take just a moment. One of the things that I believe that we're missing in our present-day religious world, the authority of God, the authority of Christ, the awesomeness, the majesty has been ridiculed and brought down to the level of a man where there's no holy all there. And I'm hoping that this study will restate and reinvigorate you and me to think on the Lord of who he is, not Jesus, my friend. Oh, we have gotten off into this sweet Jesus, and it's nothing there but Satan's satanic influences there that men and women walk around now with sweet Jesus on their lips. But our Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to see in this book, my friend, he is God on the throne. He is the ruler of this universe, and he's going to mete out judgment to those who won't have Christ to rule over them. And I hope you stay tuned and don't take offense at what we say, but just listen attentively and then read your Bible and study your Bible day in and day out. So we see there again, we see him as he comes to earth as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Isn't that a great thought, my friend? Oh, listen. And in the great day of his wrath and judgment upon the Antichrist, there in chapter 19. And listen, fourthly, we see Christ reigning on this earth with his glorified saints during the 1,000 years as king over all the earth in chapter 20. Now, then again we behold the Lord Jesus Christ as judge upon the great white throne. My friend, that ought to scare us to death, oughtn't it? To think about the great white throne. If you know the Lord, it shouldn't. But if you're not saved, it should make you weary, my friend. Wary of going out into eternity lost. But I hope you stay tuned now. And day by day, we're going to bring you these messages. And you pray for me. Would you do that? Remember, my mailing address is The Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Help me with the broadcast, if you will. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.